This is the Talk Show America Show.
And welcome one and all to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. Lots to talk about today, folks, on this day of March 1st, 2011. Just a lot of things going on, folks. Every day is, this is why I say a weekly show is it doesn't cut it as much as, unfortunately. And I'm trying to find a way around it. It's just very difficult for me to do a show, every day anymore like I used to. It's really hard to do, but we're going to try to come up with something. Someone suggested the other day that I come up with a little 5-minute, rant maybe a day or maybe every other day to try to keep up with the issues that are going on at that time. Of course, I used to have, many of you who've been listening to the show for a long time, I used to have JR's Take, which was a part of the Talk Show America show, which I used to do on a regular basis when I was on the IBC radio network. And that used to kind of take up the slack in between. I used to do the show 3 days a week then before I went to the WIRN, the World Internet Radio Network, where I was doing it on a daily basis for 2 hours. Anyway, there's just a lot going on, folks. And, of course, the battle in Wisconsin rages on, folks. It's almost to the point where it's a joke now because these people have taken over the Capitol building. They're basically not letting anybody, let them out. The Democrats are still in hiding in Illinois. And, of course, the governor, Scott Walker, is not giving in. They actually had a vote that basically they passed that resolution where employees, the public employees are not going to, they're going to end up contributing about 5.6% to their retirement and 12.8% to their health care, which, by the way, folks, as I said last week, is below the national average. No doubt about it. And, of course, President Obama vilifying Scott Walker and any other governor, folks, who decides this is probably a good idea for his state. It's amazing, and it's going to get better, I'm sure. But just watching this is just unreal. Speaking of President Obama telling governors, not to vilify state employees, don't do this to them. This is basically what he's saying. I mean, he was criticizing Governor Walker, saying it was a ploy against, a fight against the unions and things of this nature. Yet, what everybody forgets, folks, is that Barack Obama himself froze for 2 years federal workers' salaries. For 2 years, froze them. Now, listen, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, and I understand why he did it. It makes sense. Because obviously, we have to do that to cut spending or to keep the spending down so we can control the deficit. So I'm not going to criticize President Obama for freezing federal employees' wages. But what I am going to criticize him for is for him criticizing the governors who are trying to do the same things in their states to control spending. You can't have it both ways, Mr. President. You can't go turn around and decide, hey, I'm going to freeze spending I'm going to freeze federal wages. Wages for 2 years to try to cut the deficit. At least that's what I'm telling everybody. And, I look like a big hero. But then when some state governor tries to do the same thing because he needs to rein in spending in his state, you cannot criticize that person now as a union buster. This is the problem that I have with this man. All the way around, folks. Hypocrisy, hypocrisy, hypocrisy. It is okay for me, but not for thee, basically. I'm sorry, Mr. President, it doesn't go both ways. It doesn't go one way. The bottom line is it goes both ways. I mean, this is just the way it goes. He has, when I read this today, which, of course, I knew, it didn't click in my head. I should have said this last week. I knew that he had talked about, freezing, pays, and now he's done it, folks. Today, he unilaterally froze federal pay for federal government employees for 2 years. 2 years. So the idea that there's some constitutional right to collective bargaining is simply not accurate, evidently, folks. Federal employees don't have a right to collective bargaining. They don't. They don't have the collective bargaining for pay, for health care, or for pensions. Now, again, the hypocrisy here is what rings out, folks. It really does. This is what Obama had to say today. He said, I recently froze the salaries of federal employees for 2 years. He's telling the governors this today. It wasn't something that I wanted to do, but I did it because of the very tough fiscal situation that we're in. So I believe that everybody should be prepared to give up something in order to solve our budget challenges. And I think most public servants agree with that. That is, folks, of course, unless you're in Wisconsin or Ohio or some one of these other states. Where suddenly, if the governor of that state decides, hey, I've got to do the same thing, and these public employee unions start screaming and hollering and running around, causing near riots and everything else, and then you got the president sitting there saying, well, I think it's union, you know, it's against the unions and it's an attack against the unions because the governor is a Republican governor. Come on, I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about here. The pot calling the kettle black. Just unbelievable. Some of you will probably say that's a racist statement now. That's not what I meant. But it's a figure of speech, but everybody knows what I meant. But Obama says, Democrats and Republicans agree with that. Well, yeah, we most certainly do, Mr. President. Republicans do agree. But the funny thing is, when the Republicans are trying to do this, you're demonizing them, criminalizing them, making it sound like, you know, like they're mean, nasty, and they don't have to do this. But you do. Well, of course. I mean, listen, as I said, folks, and I'll say this again for the liberals out there that might be listening to the show, and I know you're only listening because you want to be able to, to criticize me on every point. That's fine. I agree with the president here freezing the federal salaries. I'm not criticizing him for freezing the federal salaries. I think that was a wise choice to make. What I'm criticizing is that he is sitting here freezing the federal salaries, which he should be doing, but he's criticizing the governors who are trying to do the same thing to be able to keep their states above water. I mean, you can't, you know, it's just amazing when you hear this stuff. It's like, wait a minute, am I hearing this right? It doesn't make, well, since when does this administration make sense anyway, folks? I suppose I'm asking for this administration to make sense, which just doesn't. It just doesn't. Obama went on to say, in fact, many public employees in your respective states have already agreed to cuts. Not in Wisconsin, that's for sure. It's like he's talking like these people have no idea what they're doing. Obama's going to tell them what they've agreed to. I mean, people know in his states what's going on, these governors. They're aware of it, and they're aware of the criticism that he has laid upon the feet of Scott Walker and other governors who have to make some tough choices in their state. Now, this is even more funny. Obama did not mention Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker, or Ohio Governor John Kasich, both Republicans who are currently at a standoff with public employee unions to reduce their respective state deficits. But President Obama has sided with the public employee unions in Wisconsin in previous comments. Yes, we know. That's true. And this is exactly what I'm trying to say. He doesn't mention them because he doesn't, you know, he must think these, I don't know. I just don't get it anymore with this guy. I think he thinks people are stupid. Okay, if I don't mention their names, the governors will never get on to the fact that I was criticizing these two, for attacking public employee unions when they're trying to keep the deficits down in their state and rein in spending and have money for other things that they're going to need. Here comes the president, freezes federal wages for 2 years. A smart move. I'm not criticizing the move. I think it's a good idea. The thing I'm criticizing, again, is he was sitting there demonizing the governors of those two states for taking the action that they took, which is basically the same thing he's done to some extent. I mean, not exactly the same thing, but it's on the same idea. You know, instead of freezing the wages, what they're saying in Wisconsin is you're going to pay so much of a percentage towards your retirement and so much more of a percentage towards your health care, which is 12.8%, I believe it was, and 5.6% on the retirement, which is below the national average, which is about 7.5 to 8% on the retirement and 20% on health care. So, you know, folks, you just gonna love this. I've tried to have the audio ready, but it's just not ready. It's in the other computer, but it doesn't matter. You get the idea. You know what I'm talking about. It's comical in so many ways. So Obama here, trying to justify his wage freezes, which is fine. Well, he can, because yes, I agree. We have to reduce the spending. Obama goes on to say, I don't think it does anybody any good when public employees are denigrated or vilified or their rights are infringed upon, Obama said. We need to attract the best and the brightest people to public service. These times demand it. We're not going to attract the best teachers for our kids, for example, if they only make a fraction, folks, of what professionals make. We're not going to convince the bravest Americans to put their lives on the line as police officers or firefighters if we don't properly reward that bravery, he added. Well, that may be true, folks. And actually, in Wisconsin, the police and firefighters are exempt from this. So again, he's going on trying to lump everything together. He's going on trying to make it look like, yeah, well, that's what they were trying to do. Because most Americans, folks, that will listen to this don't really know that in Wisconsin, at least, and I don't know about Ohio, I'll have to check, but in Wisconsin, at least, the police and firefighters were exempt from this mandate that the government and the legislature proposed and finally went through. It's still being fought. No, there's no doubt in my mind about that. But for all intents and purposes, it made it through legislation. So, you know, no one was denigrating public employees in Wisconsin, folks. This is how this man works. This is how he does things. He takes and twists things around, and he demonizes people. And most people will listen to him and go, they shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have demonized those teachers. Nobody was demonizing the teachers, folks. The teachers demonized themselves. The public has had it with these people. It's not the governor saying the teachers stink. It's not the governor saying the teachers, aren't worth, the paper they, never mind, I don't want to get into that, but anyway, you know what I mean. They're not worth anything. The bottom line is, folks, and that's not all teachers, by the way, but we all know who those teachers are. And none of them were saying that. It's the public that has this opinion. And they have this opinion because they've had it with this stuff. The public is, although Mr. Obama doesn't realize it, folks, the public is very well versed on most of these things now. There is this show, other shows on the internet that are out there today, blogs, galore. We no longer have to get the filtered information from the mainstream news media to find out what's going on. As a matter of fact, we don't want the information from the mainstream news media because we know it's filtered BS, basically watered down either to make Obama not look bad or to make Obama look great. One or the other. That's what we all know. We've come to know that that's what it was about. When the President Bush was in office, all that information was to make President Bush look bad. It was never to make him look good. Now it's either to make President Obama look good completely, or to water down whatever may not look so good and just make it look like, well, he might have messed up a little bit here or whatever. No big deal. So no one's following that information anymore. Everyone's got basically their own opinion, and they're not getting it from the mainstream news media anymore. They're getting it from blogs, radio shows such as this one, and, of course, the traditional radio shows still, Limbaugh, Hannity, on down the line, plus guys like myself and the Captain and Jimmy Z, Kyle Warren, and a few others. Folks, they haven't got this yet, though. They don't understand this. They still haven't got the concept. They can't understand that people aren't listening to exactly what they have to say and what they think the solution is and everything else, and that people are not following lockstep. But they should have learned that when the elections came in November. They should have learned that people are no longer listening to them and that they know what they want, and that is they want spending cut, they want the deficit under control, and that doesn't just mean the U.S. deficit. That means the states as well. Otherwise, do you think this would be going on as long as it has been in Wisconsin if the majority of the people did not want this? Now, there are people that don't like what's going on there, and I understand that. We don't want to see our country like this. There's no doubt about it, folks. But somewhere along the line, when do we draw the line and say, well, you know what, we're going to have to do this, and some people aren't going to like it, and that's just the way it is. Too bad. When do we just say, hey, this is it? It's tough love. It's a tough thing. But we have to do it. And everybody has to, you know, to contribute. And, you know, at which point, I don't have a problem with that, and I understand that. You know, we ourselves, have to be able to take a little bit of a hit to help. And many of us have. And many of us will continue to do so when the time comes. But for Obama, he just thinks people don't know what's going on anymore, or don't know what's going on. He's still, controlled by people who think the mainstream news media is what people listen to and nothing else. Well, that's just not true anymore. And the statement here shows we are not going to convince the bravest to put their lives on the line as police or firefighters if we don't properly reward the bravery. Well, I agree as a police officer, folks. I agree myself with that to some extent. However, in Wisconsin at least, and I don't know about Ohio yet, but in Wisconsin at least, the police and firefighters were exempt from that increase, so they were being rewarded. So, but see, the spin comes here because he figures, well, no one else really knows that because we all know they're listening to the Associated Press or PMSNBC or, ABC, CBS, NBC, whatever. And they're not getting this. They're just getting all this. The public employees are in an uproar and they're taking over the Capitol and they don't want this happening to them. And this is wrong. It means everybody. It doesn't, folks. Public employees, with the exception of police and fire. Now, whether or not that's fair, folks, that's another ball game altogether. But the Obama administration obviously thinks that you don't know that. All right, we're going to be right back, folks, here on the Talk Show America Show after these messages, and we'll talk more about all these things that are going on here. Okay, stay tuned.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. Folks, I just wanted to, before we go on here, I just wanted to let you know about, of course, a couple of things that are going on here on the Talk Show America Show. I have a new station, a new affiliate, WTSA Internet Radio, conservative talk radio, folks, 24/7. Now, you know, we're on there, of course, along with great shows like the Captain's America, as usual, the Jimmy Z Show, Kyle Warren Show. All your favorites, folks, are up there, and you can't go wrong. Of course, you can still hear me as well, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on WTSAIR, Internet Radio, folks, conservative talk radio. And also, of course, you still hear me on the Net Talk World at 10 a.m., and 3 p.m. That's nettalkworld.com. WTSA is WTSAIR.com. WTSAIR.com. And also still on TalkStream Live, folks. If you go to TalkStreamLive.com, you can hear the Talk Show America Show 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. respectively. I appreciate that as well. And there's a couple other ways. If you get up on the website, there's just tons of them up there. We offer you a lot of ways to listen to the show. So get up there and listen. And you know, the podcasts are up there 24/7, folks, on TalkShowAmerica.com. If you go up there on the website, 24/7, the podcasts are available on demand, so you can listen to them as well, or you can listen to the show streaming as well on any of those radio networks. So we just wanted to let you know about that as well. So, and if you want to email me, of course, jr@talkshowamerica.com, jr@talkshowamerica.com, so you can contact the show if you wish as well. Okay. Let's get back to what Obama was saying here. Then we're going to switch gears here a little bit. So at this this governor's meeting here, where Obama was telling them that he's freezing the federal employees' pay, Haley Barbour, the governor from Mississippi, Republican governor from Mississippi, said that he did not know what Barack Obama was referring to when he was saying that, you know, we shouldn't be vilifying or denigrating public employees or infringing upon their rights. Now, he just froze federal public employees pay for 2 years, which, again, as I said, I'm not criticizing. This is what Haley Barbour had to say. He says, he said, don't demonize public employees, Barbour said in reference to Obama. I don't know anybody who does that. Our public employees are great. The idea that confronting costs is demonizing public employees is obviously not true, because it was the president who unilaterally froze federal employees' pay. I know he didn't mean that as a demonization of federal employees. He said it because it was a fiscal necessity. Well, absolutely, folks. But again, here, as we say, he's Mr. Barbour, you know, and I know, he's not talking about him. He's talking about the Wisconsin governor and the Ohio governor. That's what he's doing. And, you know, because he demonized him, now he's kind of stuck in this little area where now he's had to come and say, hey, guess what? We're freezing your pay for 2 years because of the, you know, because of the fiscal necessity. Well, absolutely, folks. And, you know, as I said, we don't have a problem with that. It's definitely something that should be done. But to sit there and say that after he demonized Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and Ohio Governor John Kasich is just unbelievable. But it's not amazing. It's not amazing. We're talking about a man who, you know, again, you know, don't do as I do. Do as I say, you know, basically. It's just unbelievable. So there you have it, folks. Mr. Obama himself finding what he has to do, however distasteful it may be or however unpopular it may be, having to freeze salaries of federal employees. Now, it'll remain to be seen if the federal employees go out screaming. I highly doubt that, folks, because they have no union. They don't have the right to collective bargain. And see, it proves that you do not necessarily have that right. Although, it's not a bad thing per se. It can be a good thing, but it also, at times of these, the crisis here, fiscal crisis, it can be a problem if the unions don't want to cooperate, which they should be doing at this point in time. It's just amazing. Anyway, so I wanted to move on a little bit now and shift gears a little bit because we want to talk about how we can, ways we can be reducing the federal deficit and getting the budget balanced and under control, folks. And some ways that have been discovered, according to the Government Accounting Office, they see huge cost savings in reducing duplication and overlap in federal programs and agencies. Something that we've talked about for years here on the show, folks. About how many agencies are overlapping and doing the same thing that other agencies are doing and how we could save money doing that. As simple as that. As directed by a new law, the Government Accountability Office on Tuesday released its first annual report to Congress on waste and duplication in the federal government's many programs, agencies, offices, and initiatives. The conclusion? Given the huge amount of money involved in the various programs, even limited adjustments could result in significant savings. This is, consolidating and getting things done with less. There's a lot of duplication out there and duplicitous actions that happen. And this is a good idea, folks. And it's a step in the right direction if someone listens. The report, which was titled Opportunities to Reduce Potential Duplication in Government Programs, saves tax dollars and enhances revenue. I mean, it works for me, folks. It's intended to keep to help government policymakers deal with rapidly building fiscal pressures facing our national government. So this is good that we're looking into this. Will anybody listening to the agency though? It aims to identify federal programs or functions where unnecessary duplication, overlap, or fragmentation exists and identify the actions needed to address such conditions as well as the potential benefits of doing so and highlight other opportunities for potential cost savings or enhanced revenues. It includes 81 areas for consideration. Now, this is something that we should seriously look at, and I hope this isn't just, fluff that's coming out to kind of keep people down for a while. 81 areas that we can look at. So we can save money, millions, folks, and possibly billions in government spending that are just I thought I saw a figure, and I'm going to look into this in a minute further. I thought I saw a figure on the internet of 14 trillion. That'd be nice. Section 1 examines 34 areas where agencies, offices, or initiatives have similar or overlapping objectives or provide similar services to the same populations, or where government missions are fragmented across multiple agencies or programs. These areas span a range of government missions: agriculture, defense, economic development, energy, general government, health, Homeland Security, International Affairs, and Social Services. Well, number one, folks, you want to save money, get rid of Obamacare, repeal it, defund it, whatever you have to do. That's a number one, money saver right there. Just unbelievable, folks. I mean, we keep talking about this, but it is. I mean, and this is the problem. All this money that they talk about saving, and that they talk about, we'll be able to do this, we'll be able to do that, if we do this. Well, how about just repealing Obamacare or defunding it will save us a lot of money. But anyway, this goes on to say reducing or eliminating duplication, overlap, and fragmentation could potentially save billions of tax dollars annually and help agencies provide more efficient and effective services, the GAO says. Now, you notice this, folks. Social services, probably one of the biggest eaters of your budget money. No doubt about it. Unbelievable, folks, indeed. Social services, international affairs, and in a lot of ways, I think we could get rid of a lot of that. I don't want to really touch defense unless it's something that's absolutely not needed. Health, goodbye. I mean, we don't need the Obamacare bill. That's the biggest thing that can go. Get rid of it now. I don't think anybody's going to really have a big problem with it. Just amazing. All right, we're going to come back in a minute, folks, and we're going to talk more about this agency's findings and how much we can save right after these messages here on the Talk Show America show, so don't go away.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BVB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments.
That's marriage12.com.
To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
Hey folks, JR here from Talk Show America. Print up free discount coupons that can be redeemed at your local store and check out some great talk shows at the same time at phoenixbroadcastingtalk.net.
Hi, folks. This is the Captain, and you're listening to JR on Talk Show America.
So here's to all the soldiers fighting for you and me. Because you wear that uniform, America is free. There is a flag flying so proud, the red, white, and blue. And I can live my life in peace, thanks to you. So here's to all the soldiers who fight for you and me. Because you wear that uniform,
America is free. Because you keep us safe from harm, America is free.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. And, of course, we appreciate our brave men and women who fight for our freedoms every single day across the globe. Please remember them in your thoughts, folks, and please remember them in your prayers as they fight the global war on terror, folks, as they fight to keep us free and keep the terrorism from spreading to this country. We need to let them know that we appreciate them. And, of course, with all this hustle and bustle going on over here, folks, Obamacare, Obama, the Wisconsin situation, the Ohio situation, all of these things going on, it's very easy for us to forget that there are brave men and women fighting for our freedoms every day around the globe in the war on terror. Please remember them in your thoughts, and please remember them in your prayers, and please remember to go to americasupportyou.mil, folks. It doesn't cost you one dime to go there, and you can send all the soldiers, any soldier, a letter of encouragement. thank you for your bravery and your courage. Thank you for your sacrifice in fighting for our freedoms. We know you're there. We appreciate that you're there. We're behind you. No matter what they hear, the American people are behind them and their mission. We're still behind you on your mission. Don't lose hope and just let them know, folks. It doesn't cost anything. You can go up there on americasupportyou.mil and do it for free. And you don't have to know a soldier. You can send them to all of them or all the soldiers. That's what I would do. That's what I've done in the past. I still do that once a week at least. And put them up there. Now, there are other things you can do up there, folks. There are links to places that you go to, care packages and things that they might need over there. I understand that socks are a big thing for them. In listening to the captain talk to some of these soldiers on Troop Talk Radio. By the way, I would suggest that you listen to if you get a chance on Net Talk World, because you can learn what the soldiers would like over there, because he talks about it to them all the time. But you can go up and do these things for free. Now, the other things may cost a little bit, the care packages. That's entirely up to you. But for free, americasupportyou.mil, folks, just send them an email. They read them. That's what they go to. And also, don't forget, if you know of someone in your neighborhood that has a loved one serving in the war on terror, please let them know that you appreciate that. If you see them out mowing the lawn or shoveling the snow, in this case, if you're up here, just let them know that you appreciate their loved one's sacrifice and courage and bravery in fighting the war on terror. It will mean more to that family than anything else that you could possibly do. Okay. All right, folks, let's get back to our what we're talking about on the GOA, if I can get this up. And their findings here, where they're saying that basically there's a lot of duplication, which we already knew, overlap and fragmentation that could potentially save billions of tax dollars annually. Now, even if we didn't have a fiscal crisis, this would be a good idea anyway, folks. It in the long run would reduce our taxes. Well, I don't think they'll ever go down, but certainly. This is now with the crisis that's going on right now, it's definitely something we need to look into, and we need to get going right away. Now, section 2 of this study summarizes 47 additional areas describing other opportunities where government agencies or Congress could act to reduce the cost of government operations or enhance revenue collections for the Treasury. These cost savings and revenue opportunities also span a wide range of federal government agencies and mission areas, the report said. Many of the problem areas are contained within single departments or agencies, which would make it a lot easier, folks, to deal with. Adding that the cost savings in those cases can be achieved simply by implementing the recommendations of the GAO. So, in other words, there's not a lot of complication to it. Could save you millions of dollars probably here alone. So this is something that we need to look at. But a number of duplication problems span multiple organizations and therefore may require higher level attention by the executive branch or enhanced congressional oversight or legislative action. In other words, basically, folks, there probably nothing will happen, or it will take forever, and by the time it does, we'll either be bankrupt and all done, or we will be back in fiscal graces and we'll just forget all about all this stuff. It's just amazing. What ends up having to happen here, folks, just deviating from the report a little bit, but we're on the same track, is that even if things start getting better, even if the economy recovers, and there's big talk about it recovering slowly but surely, I just don't see it, folks. But then again, I'm not an economist, so, you know, I'll leave that up to them. I don't see it, and I don't know a lot of you don't see it, that's for sure. But even if the economy recovers, shouldn't we be doing this anyway? Shouldn't we be making sure that we're getting the most bang for our buck? Shouldn't we be making sure that government operates efficiently and not like a big giant conglomerate like it does now? And this is one of the reasons why. Because everything is out of control. It's so large, no one seems to know what's going on anymore. People are doing duplicitous things, are doing the same things other agencies are doing. I mean, it's just ridiculous, and it's time for this to stop. Now, I know we're not going to be able to streamline it so it operates 100% efficient and there's no problems, but this just goes to show you, and this is not something that just happened with Obama either, just to let you know, folks. So right away the liberals that are listening out there don't go, well, what are you blaming Obama for this? This wasn't only his. This is true, folks. This has been going on for a long time. Long time, long before Bush, long before Clinton, long before George Bush's father, or Ronald Reagan for that matter. It's been going on a long time, and it's time to get this under control. So even if the fiscal situation was great, we should still be doing this anyway, because obviously we as taxpayers should be demanding that government run as efficiently as possible. Instead, what's happening is they just, we'll just create this agency. We'll just create this. There's 900 agencies doing the same thing. It doesn't make any sense. And, hence, as government's, spending goes up for employees, equipment, and things of that nature, up goes your taxes. And when you come into fiscal crises like this, folks, now people don't have the money. The government doesn't have the money. Now we got to look at cutting things. This is a good idea to look at this report and start cutting things here that we can cut now that won't really hurt anybody. The savings to taxpayers may be considerable. In some cases, taking action to address individual problems noted in the report could produce financial benefits ranging from tens of millions of dollars to several billion dollars annually just by addressing that single issue. In other words, by consolidating and getting the government down to where it's supposed to be. Save tens of millions to several billion dollars a year. Now, as I said, folks, even if we were fiscally sound, wouldn't this make sense that we should be doing this? Why would we wasting money? Why are we continue taking from the taxpayers and giving to the government to duplicate efforts and to do the ridiculous things? Now, they give an example here. They said, for example, the Defense Department, by broadly restructuring its military health care system, could save up to $460 million a year, the report said, and eliminating duplicative policies designed to boost domestic ethanol production could reduce federal revenues losses by up to $5.7 billion annually. Eliminating duplicative policies designed to boost ethanol production. That alone could save us $5.7 billion a year. You know what the problem is, folks? Here's the problem. And I know. I'm looking at this going, $460 million. Really? I'm telling you. I'm looking at it that way. Why? Because this has been ingrained in us. That $460 million in government spending is nothing. But it is. In the long run. If we keep looking at it that way. Really, we look at it like, $460 million, that's all. And really, come on now, admit it. You're all saying the same thing as I did. Well, only $460 million, I don't know if it's worth it. Really? That's the way we're looking at things now. It's sad. Because the government has become so big that we consider that to be, that's a drop in the bucket. And if for all intents and purposes, compared to the budget, it is. Compared to a $3 trillion budget, it is. A drop in the bucket. But we've got to stop with the drops in the bucket, folks, to be able to empty out the bucket to get it under control. And how about that, folks? I mean, ethanol, the duplicitous policies designed to boost domestic ethanol production. In other words, yeah, we're gonna make, you know, gasohol, you know, the corn fuel, basically, is what it is, could reduce federal revenue losses by up to $5.7 billion annually. Now, when we start getting the billions, we start to listen a little bit more. But even then, didn't when I say $5.7 billion, people go like, yeah, you know, billion. This is how they have indoctrinated us and ingrained us into believing that, you know, well, that's not a lot of money. I mean, let's face it, $460 million is like $4 to, you know, to the federal government. It's true, but it's sad, but it's true. Saving that money, though, could go a long way, in terms of being able to reduce the deficit, over a number of years. And $5.7 billion, folks, in just because of ethanol, domestic ethanol production, in duplicitous policies. I mean, that's amazing to me. You know, that's amazing. It really is. When you think about that, it's just totally amazing. The GAO also identified other money-saving opportunities, such as reducing improper federal payments and addressing the gap between taxes owed and taxes paid. The agency said it identified 44 federal employment and training programs that overlap with at least one other program by providing at least one similar service to a similar population. However, our review of the three largest payments showed that the extent of to which individuals receive the same services from these programs is unknown due to program data limitations. Yeah, geez, I wonder why. So duplicity is you know, basically it's what they want to eliminate, and it's definitely a way to go. I mean, I keep looking at the ethanol thing, folks. You know, the duplicitous policies in regards to ethanol. It's just amazing. Duplicity policy in regards to ethanol production. If we took care of that alone, we could reduce federal revenue losses by up to $5.7 billion a year. You know, that's amazing. You know, amazing indeed. Just unreal. I look at that and you know, I said, once we start getting into the billions, we start saying, okay, now we're starting to peek up our ears a little bit and listen. But can you imagine the $460 million? We kind of brushed over that like it was no big deal. We'll be right back after these messages here on the Talk Show America show, folks. Don't go away.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with all our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
Not all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. Okay, let's wrap this up, folks. I didn't realize it was getting so late on the show. Here's some other findings, folks, that came up. The federal oversight of food safety is fragmented, leading to ineffective coordination and inefficient use of resources. 15 federal agencies collectively administer at least 30 food-related flaws. Food-related laws. We've got too many agencies doing the same thing. That's what they're trying to say. The federal approach to surface transportation is fragmented, lacks clear goals, and is not accountable for results. The GAO said five DOT agencies with 6,000 employees administer over 100 separate programs with separate funding streams for highways, transit, rail, and safety functions. This fragmented approach impedes effective decision-making and limits the ability of decision-makers to devise comprehensive solutions to complex challenges. Again, there's too many people involved in all this stuff. There's 900 steps to do something. Some two dozen presidentially appointed individuals have some responsibility for biodefense. In addition, numerous federal agencies have some role in supporting biodefense activities. However, there is no individual or entity with responsibility, authority, and accountability for overseeing the entire biodefense enterprise. You've got to be kidding me. But see, these are things, folks, that we don't know because we don't see these things because they operate behind the scenes, obviously, of the government under all that conglomerate. The GAO has preliminarily identified several instances in which Defense Department entities operate independently and may have developed duplicate counter-IED capabilities. For example, both the Army and the Marine Corps continue to develop their own counter-IED mine rollers. Yeah, I agree. Why don't we make one that works for everybody and everybody uses it? That's a little competition deal there. Federal efforts to meet water needs in the United States and the Mexico border region, those are fragmented and have resulted in redundant activities and an overall inefficient use of resources. According to the report, most of the seven federal agencies that provide assistance have not comprehensively assessed the needs of the region. It just goes on and on, folks. The waste is just unbelievable. The waste is just unbelievable. Considering federal data centers would improve government efficiency. Federal financial literacy activities are fragmented across multiple agencies, with more than 20 different federal agencies providing about 56 programs related to financial literacy. Revising Interior's federal oil and gas revenue collection system represents an opportunity to collect substantial additional revenues from the development of federal oil and gas resources. Many federal agencies hold real property they do not need, including property that is underutilized. Limiting the tax-exempt status of certain government bonds could yield revenue as well. Now, the report is just a start, says the GAO. This report is just a start. We will continue to identify additional issues in future reports, said the summary. Now, this is amazing, folks, when you read this. I'm going to post this on the blog when I get through here. It's amazing when you read this because it shows what waste goes on in the government. And as I said, this is not just about Obama, okay, although he's obviously got a large hand in this as well. This is, they've been going on for years, and it needs to stop, especially in the situation we're in right now, in fiscal dire straits. And save money. Like I said, you look at one program that will save $460 million, and most of us, and admit it, most of us were like, that's a drop in a bucket. But that's the whole point, folks. It takes a lot of drops to fix that, to fill that bucket, and it just keeps going on, and it'll get full. You know, eventually, if we put a bucket out in the rain, it'll fill up. And you know, it may take a couple of rainstorms to do it, but it'll be there. You know, the bottom line is that we need to control the spending. There's no doubt about that. And this is probably one way that we can do it. Look for ways that we're wasting spending now and bring it under control. As we have said all along, cut the spending. How do we do that? Consolidate. Eliminate agencies we don't need. Consolidate them into one agency. Get the same job done. Rather than having all these rogue agencies running around off by themselves, just going anywhere like a train wreck. This is how we got ourselves into this mess, folks, and we're gonna have to get ourselves out. All right, that's all the time I have for today here on the show, folks. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We appreciate it very much indeed. Don't forget the website, folks, talkshowamerica.com. We'll see you again, folks, next week on the show. Have a great day, a great week. Stay safe.
God bless America. The night with the light from above.